want a budget that is fair. We know it has to be balanced. We know that Wall Street is watching us. We know that Congress is trying to take away what little autonomy we have, and we still want a fair budget. A budget that helps us take care of our most vulnerable neighbors, and that doesn't leave people out in the cold, and that doesn't have people go hungry. We want a fair budget. You all don't want to listen to me talk, trust me. So we have a whole range of speakers here today, people who can talk from the ground about how important these social programs are to people's daily life, in some cases to their very existence.
What do we want in justice? What do we want in now?
Okay, my name is Levita Atchison, and I'm from St. Fred of CDC. And I'm asking you, the councilman, to hear my plea. We are asking for you not to cut the budget for child care, because 2 million children are into the budget. I mean, $2 million was into the budget, and we just asking you not to cut it. 6,000 teachers and employees is representing the child care. And if you cut the subsidies, for child care, the parents would lose their vouchers. They will also lose their job. I will lose my job, And we're talking about homeless. I don't want to be homeless, because for one thing, I came a mighty long ways to become homeless again. I've been working for child care for like 10 years now. And if you cut the budget, where would the little children would be, I love my job. I love going there every day. I've been working for child care for 10 years. And please give us, councilmen, give us back our money. A little more, because for one thing, the schools would be overcrowded. They're talking about charter school. They're talking about the education. But like I said, it's all right now, because for one thing, like I said, we wish and grow and learn for our children to become presidents, become councilmen, become doctors, become lawyers. But it starts right now. Please give us some money and do not cut the budget in education for child care. Thank you. What do you want, justice? What do you want it now? What do we want, child care? What do we want it now?
Child care is one of the really critically important programs we have to make sure is preserved in the budget. Another one is the interim disability program. That helps people body and soul together while they are waiting for Social Security disability to come through. And we have here today Brian Powell, who's going to talk about his experiences with the IDA program and how important it is.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Let me start off by telling you, before I got on IDA, I had a good job making decent money. Got hurt on the job, wanted to work, couldn't work. Wish I could work now, but it's just not happening. IDA made the difference between me being homeless and destitute and not. Now, my family, I love them. They were there for me. They helped me out. But my family's the type, unless you at least bring something to the table, their hospitality only goes so far. IDA helped me to be somewhat self-deficient and contribute a little bit. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what I'd do. I was able to get in one of some wonderful organization. They do a lot. I'm eternally grateful for them. But if you don't have at least some sort of income, you don't have anything coming. Because of IDA, I was able to go into there. IDA helped me with transportation, the purchases of medicine, cooking utensils, things to wash my clothes with, things like that that ordinarily I would not have had. And I stopped to think, we hear about on the news all the time how money is being misspent in UDC, luxury vehicles being leased, squabbling over tickets, for concerts and baseball games, high-priced employees that are family members. And you're telling me that you can't give us $270 a month? I can't understand that. And I was born and raised here in D.C. Loved this city. you know, until now, I never even contemplated living anyplace else. You know, I used to go out of town and meet people, and they used to ask me where I'm from. I used to stick my chest out, put bass in my voice. I'm from D.C., you know. Now they ask me, I put my head down and say, I'm where Obama lives at. That's where I stay at. You know, I don't feel the same no more. We used to look out for each other, you know, take care of the damn life. You know, I paid taxes all my life, worked all my life. And now that I'm hurt and can't work, you're gonna turn your back on me? I at the city that I love, I can't understand that. It makes no sense to me, you know. Thank you.
Are we gonna turn our backs on Brian?
No!
Are we gonna let the council turn their backs on Brian?
No!
Right. Our next speaker is LaJuan Brooks. He's gonna talk about the low rent supplement program and ERAP.
Hello everyone, my name is LaJuan Brooks, and as Marina said, I am a voucher holder with the local rent supplement program. And that program is an extremely important and necessary safety net. I, for one, personally know that I spent 4 years with my family staying in a homeless shelter. I work daily, I work diligently, but I could not afford anything in the city of Washington, D.C. I had a teenage son and two small daughters, and I couldn't afford a one-bedroom apartment. So without that local rent supplement program, I don't know where I would be, if not still transitioning, if not still staying in the shelter, if not still living from place to place. So this is a very necessary fund that we need. It doesn't need to be cut. If anything, it needs to have something added to it. It needs to have an assurance that more people will be able to have that luxury, that more people will be able to provide a stable and safe home for their families, that more people will be able to live independently and not worry about a revolving door and if I'm going to end up back in shelter if this funding is taken away. Am I going to end up separated from my children if this funding is taken away? How am I going to continue to work and provide for my home if this funding is taken away? What about my home? More than likely, I would end up losing it all over again, starting right back over from bases in a system that is even more strained now than it was when I went through in 2002. The demand has not changed, but the supply for the services definitely has. So we want to let Congress and the council know that we need this money. We're asking for more. Give it all up. Tax whoever you need to, because I need my home.
That was great, LaJuan. I like tax whoever you need. Our next speaker is a gentleman who is from Street Sense. Mr. Warren, Mr. Robert Warren, is going to talk to us now.
My name is Robert Warren. I am a Street Sense vendor and contributor. I'm also a member of People Fairness Coalition, which is a homeless advocacy group that meets at Merriam's Kitchen on Tuesday mornings. And we try to advocate for homeless issues, and we also try to reach out to homeless people. I am a formerly homeless individual who is currently in the HRPR program, who I was just informed that all the funds for that program are now dwindled. And I received a letter telling me that I would no longer receive rental assistance right in the middle of the program. So I just want to say it's very important that we all come out and fight for these programs that help folks, you know what I'm saying, with rental assistance in Washington, D.C., because the price of rent in this city is just unbelievable. And, you know, I'm just so glad to see everybody's out here, and we just got to keep up the good fight. And I hope that, you know, we can change some of these people's minds in this building to let them know that we're not going to take these cuts that's coming down. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Our final speaker today is Reverend Charles McNeil, and he's going to help answer the question, where do we find the money to pay for all these things?
Reverend McNeil from Unity Baptist Church, 2706 Blakesburg Road. I've been helping the homeless for a while now, getting involved. I just want to come today to talk from a theological perspective in accordance with Romans 15:1, where it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. This is a time when we should not be thinking of ourselves. Many have lost their jobs, homes, and lifestyle due to this economic downturn. Many families have been displaced and dislocated.
some of our citizens face crises in their lives as never before. As the structure of society appears to be decaying as well as declining, we must remember our moral obligation to God and each other, as stated in the Gospel of Luke 10:27, where Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength." And secondly, he said, "And love thy neighbor as thyself." Love requires that we have a responsibility to those who are less fortunate than we, those who have more, and those who have been blessed abundantly come as an accountability, as we must aid those citizens whose aspirations and ambitions have not been achieved as related to the American dream because life has been hard. Therefore, as Mayor Gray has proposed, it is essential that the council approve revenue enhancement, as we must at least maintain the level of tax increase that the mayor has proposed, as well as consider additional revenue measures. And it is vital assurance that we maintain at least a fundamental safety net for our low and no income citizens. We must act now, and the council must pass what the mayor has proposed.
Thank you so much. We're not here just to stand outside and make noise. Our next step is to go inside. We're going to go inside respectfully, but we are going to make our voices heard. Christy?
Hello. So we're going to go inside. I actually need like three more people to volunteer to help lead a group. We're going to go inside, and how we're going to do this is we're going to divide up into our individual wards, so 8 wards, and then what's going to happen is 2 wards are going to go up to see one at-large person together, and then everyone is going to break off to go see their own individual council member on a separate group. We have a cookbook that we're going to give the council members. Our theme for today is Which Choice Will You Have? A recipe for economic security and fully funding the programs and services we care about, or a recipe for disaster and not funding the programs and services we care about and creating lots of problems in the district. And so we're asking them to choose. And so we have cookbooks, and we also, that Sarah has, and we also have bowls that we're going to give each council members that have our funding requests in them, and we're asking them to mix the ingredients and fund the programs that we care about. Woo!